You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Welcome to worship. Good morning. That's better. Good morning. We are going to begin our service by asking the kids to come on up. They sang Old Church Choir, and they did it so well that they had a request to come up and sing it again. So we're going to sing Old Church Choir, so please stand and sing it with the Sunday school class and the praise team.
Boy, he's loud.
It'll take a little bit to get up here, but we'll get there. Just go across the front, guys. This is awesome.
Lisa. Oh.
This is the future church up here. Isn't that great?
Amen.
Okay, here we go. This morning. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. Thank you, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And also, I do want to mention there's, along with all the happiness that there comes with Mother's Day, there's also some sadness for those who have lost young ones, lost kids. So we want to remember those mothers as well this morning, and also those who have tried to be moms, and for some reason they haven't been able to. And I want to be sensitive to that as well. So encourage one another this morning, please, in many ways, and think about that. This is a time of celebration. It's also a time that can be hard. So I sent off some text messages this morning for ones that lost kids this morning, and I got some beautiful messages back saying thank you for remembering me. So I would encourage you to do the same as well. This morning we are also taking a love offering for Andy Stregg. Again, we have a basket in the back. Andy is going to YWAM in Montana this summer, and I think heading to Taiwan. Did I remember that right, Andy? Wherever you are. She's late. Okay. But there is a basket in the back, and we'd love to support her on her mission trip. So if you would, and also remember to pray for Andy and encourage her. If you see her, let her know that you'll be praying for her and being a part of that ministry as well. The baccalaureate service for the Lancaster School is Sunday, May 20th at Zion Lutheran. That's next Sunday for the senior class and their families. Meal will be served at noon, and it'll be followed by a service at 1 o'clock. Also next Sunday is Share the Fun, and that'll be right here at the church at 4 o'clock, and there'll be a meal following. Everybody is welcome to that. If you haven't been to a Share the Fun event, it is very, very fun. It is so good to hear all the talent and see the kids that get up and share and do just to show what they're doing for the summer with their projects. So I would encourage you to come out for Share the Fun. Also, Women's Retreat will be June 8th through the 10th. There were a lot of ladies signed up already, but we want more. So if you'd want to talk to Ida about that and get signed up for that as well. This Wednesday, May 16th, is Spring Cleaning Night. And there is a list, as you can see on your bulletin, of things that we want to get done. Also in your bulletin, you'll see a VBS notice to sign up for August 19th through the 21st. And that'll be 5 to 8 p.m. at Galilee Bible Camp. Pre-register as soon as possible so we can know. And also be looking out for the five-day club that we'll be having this summer as well. Anything else for announcements that I might have missed? Lisa.
Ida sent me a message this morning for a vision for planning going to the women's retreat. If you have not turned in your children's checks yet, please
Okay, so ladies that haven't paid for a women's retreat, if you'd catch Lisa after church, we can get that paid. That would be great. Anything else this morning? I did want to bring one thing to the guys in this room's attention. I taped a paper, and it's called Sign Up for Bible Study Small Group. The women's sheet is full. The men's sheet has nobody on it. That's because I just put it there. But I'm hoping that when I go home today, that I have to put a second sheet out. No pressure. Just kidding. There's pressure. So just remember, guys, to sign up. And if you want to know more about small group, let me know. Because it's usually two or three. You can even do four. I think of some of the groups that the ladies are doing. You do mostly three, right? Triads? I think so. Are there any ladies here? Do you do three in a triad, since it's called triad? Or does anybody have four? Julie has four. No, Julie doesn't. Three to five, okay. Well, I want the men to do the same because we usually are better at following than leading. Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. Okay, enough pressure for today. Okay, anything else this morning? Yes, come on up, Jesse.
I cracked under the pressure. We used to have a Bible study out at my place, and it was on Wednesday nights at 9, and we have sit around the fire pit when it's nice enough, and then we'll go in or whatever if it's not, but we'll start that up. Try to get it going here next Wednesday. You can track my phone number down if nobody doesn't have it, and I'll try to get people on a list when we get started. And it's not going to be as consistent as I wish it could be because there are certain times when you can't make it work, but that's the plan, is to get the old fire pit Bible study get back going at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights at my place. So thanks.
Thank you, Jesse. I have been at Jesse's fire pit Bible study, and it is very good. You just got to ignore the coyotes howling. And but you're around the fires, so you're safe. But Jesse, you had that for a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was
a couple years going. And I know there's others that have been here to it, so thank you very much. It's a good way to kick it off. My Friday morning study is done now for the summer, so it'd be a good time to join out at Jesse's. Okay, anything else this morning? Okay, Julie, would you come up, and we'll do prayer and scripture.
Okay, the scripture reading for today is Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Is there any prayer? Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, first of all, that we can be here, that we can worship freely. Help us to never, never take that for granted. God, we pray for those in other countries that are persecuted for their faith, and we pray, God, that you would just help them. We pray for our troops that are away from their families, and if they're in danger, Lord God, we just pray that you would provide safety for them. We pray that you would just work out ways and methods that we could settle some situations overseas, and that you would just help us with all of this going on in our country. God, we just pray that everyone would be more aware of your presence, that we would turn to you, Lord God, and look to you for the answers that we need. Pray for those in leadership, our president and the cabinet and the Supreme Court and all of those, Lord God, that you would just put godly people in places that can give them good wisdom and godly influence. We pray for the Jerrine Nelson family and the loss of Jerrine. God, we just pray that you'll comfort them, guide them, lead them through these days ahead in planning and in grieving. We pray for Elaine's dad, Lynn, God, and we just pray, God, that this second surgery on his back, that you would just really put him in the right place with the right doctor, the right surgeons, that everything could go well, and also that he would be obedient to do what's necessary to heal. We pray for Tony Galloway, Tom's friend. We just pray, God, that you would work in her life, bring people into her life to speak truth and hope, and we just pray that you will work in whatever needs to happen for her to be able to move forward in her life. We pray for continued healing in Pam's shoulder and in Glenda's body, Lord God, that you would just strengthen her heart and in her body. We thank you so much that they're both here today, and we just pray that you'll continue to heal them. We pray, God, for all the illnesses and disease, the cancers that are all over, Lord God, and many people in our community who have been touched by them. We thank you that Joanna's here today. We pray that you'll continue to heal her body. We pray for Owen Swenson and Kristen Hunter, and we just pray also for those that are struggling with other things, Kenny Hunter and Johnny Krawczyk, Lord God, that you would help them and heal them. And God, we just pray for Arlen. We pray, God, that he would also really be sensitive to what he needs to do for himself to improve his health. We thank you, God, that he's back home, and we just pray that you would continue to heal him and work through people in his life, Lord God, to help him to know just what he needs to do and give the doctors wisdom. We pray for Jelmer Vig, Lord God, that you would just heal that knee up, to remove the infection, and just help him to be able to cope with the loss of this leg. Lord, we just pray that you would bless him with good doctors and nurses and aides that can help him through this time and just guide his family. We pray for Allison's wedding coming up, Lord God, that you would just continue to prepare her and her fiance, Lord God, and that you would just help Hope and Janie and bless their time together coming up, and also give Janie and Hope safety on the road next week as they travel for graduation. We pray for Zoe, God, that you would just work in the people at Mustard Seed and through your word, Lord God, to heal him. We pray, God, that you would just restore him in every way, physically, emotionally, spiritually, Lord God, and we just pray that you would help him to just come out of there with just a new outlook on himself and on life and on his faith, Lord Jesus. We pray for Ezekiel. God, we pray that you would just work out the ways that need to be taken care of so that he can be back here with us. We just pray that you would be with his family and help them at this time too. And we just pray for guidance and safety for him. Lord, we pray for Sue with this pinched nerve. God, we know that it must be painful, and we just pray that you would touch her body and that you would help her also to know what she can do and can't do and how to improve it, Lord, and we just pray that you would take this pain away. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful weather, and we just ask, God, that you would bless us with some rain, Lord God, to spread moisture upon all the fields and to settle the dust and to keep away the fires, Lord God, and we pray for the firefighters. We just pray for safety. We pray that you'd protect their lungs and their bodies and just help them, Lord, too. We pray for Wendy and this battle with her sons, Lord God, and disagreements. Whatever's going on, Lord, you know what it is. And we just pray that you would help her. We pray that you would give her wisdom, that you would send people to help her with wisdom, Lord God, that you would lead her to places in your scripture and your word that can help her also, Lord, that she can know what she needs to do and how she needs to handle each situation. We praise you for the full church, for the children, for the mothers and grandmothers. We pray, God, for those also that have lost loved ones recently and even in the past, Lord, it's difficult, and we just pray that you will guide them and help them and just comfort them. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. If we could have the ushers come forward with the offering. And also we have Kaylee singing for us today a very beautiful song called That Home by the Newsboys. Listen closely to the words. Very, very powerful. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for opportunities, God, that you bless us with to give. And we pray that you'd guide us, Lord, that you'd bless our service, help us to honor you in everything that we do. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Cora Kaylee's on wireless 2. Yep. And the guitar's on 19. Thank you.
And found would come from miles around just to see what love was all about. 'Cause mama had a way of making things okay. She'd cook us her favorite meal, sit and listen to how we feel. Oh, how the pain was real. How many families would the devil steal? 'Cause mama had a way of making things okay. And in that home, we knew we were safe. To believe always had the music on, sometimes loud, sometimes soft. When I asked her about her favorite song, she opened the Bible to the book of Psalms. She always had a way to talk about grace. In that home, we knew we were safe to be young enough to dream and find the faith to
Thank you, Kaylee. Beautiful song. If you'd like to check out the story behind that song, you can go to YouTube and check out the Newsboys on that. I listened to it this morning. It's very powerful, called That Home. Okay, if you could stand and join us, please do so. We will continue with some praise singing, starting with Refiner's Fire.
Thank you.
healing rain.
Brought us here to experience your love. We ask you to pour rain on our parched hearts and bring them alive again. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Cora, before you go to that, there's a, on the desktop right below it, there's a little video clip that we've shown before on Mother's Day, but I thought it would be good. It's called Mom's Night Out. Before we get really serious. Watch closely.
It's 5 a.m. Do you know where your children are? Mine are in bed. I should be in bed. It's Mother's Day. But I'm not. Wanna know why? Because I'm a clean freak. I am talking freaky deaky Dutch. If you were to lock me away in a white room in a straitjacket, it would actually feel comforting. As long as the walls were spotless and nobody wore shoes. I can actually feel the house getting dirty. Like I have nerve endings in the carpet. And it affects me. Wanna know how? First, I feel distracted. Distracted. So see, like right now, I'm thinking of the cleaning supplies I left out and how one of the kids is gonna get up and drink Clorox and then I'd end up having to call poison control and they'd say, sorry, Mrs. Field, too many times this month and take my kids away.
Too many times this month, Miss Field. We're here to take your children away.
I've played it all out.
I'm sure you've played this all out.
Which is kind of morbid. After I feel distracted, I feel stressed. Then I have a moment. To Daddy! This is me having a moment with my daughter.
Hon, about the stress level.
What?
Well, it's a little high.
Gee,
the kind of psycho thing you just did.
Did you just call me psycho?
No.
Did you just call me psycho?
No.
It was a little psycho. This is me having a moment with some helpless newlyweds.
We just wanted to say congratulations! And savor this moment in your life!
So when I started to speak, I thought it would help. But then the words just started coming out of me like lava.
Because you're gonna blink seriously like blink and it's all gonna be over and replaced with just volume. Like just amazing, amazing, beautiful volume.
Look at that. Look at that look on her face. That's the look of a girl whose fairy tale just ended. I murdered it. I am a fairy tale murderer.
It only takes so much before you crack.
I am like the Bruce Banner of stay-at-home moms. He doesn't want to turn into the Hulk. It just happens. Which is exactly how I feel. I love my kids. I love my husband. My minivan is awesome. I have this incredible life. So why do I feel this way?
It's like It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas. I have to watch that every Mother's Day. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm not a mom. We're going to continue on with our series. We are actually in the sixth sermon because we did an introduction. But we're in part five of Following God's Direction. And we're going to look at taking a good look at where we're going. And it's taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. And as you've gone through this series, we've heard a lot about paths. About paths that God takes us on. And actually, Solomon, in all his wisdom, he talks about paths 30 times in the book of Proverbs. So it must be pretty important. And here's just a few that we've talked about so far. The first one is Proverbs 1:15. It says, "My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths." Here Solomon warns us about basically partnering up with people who are not healthy for us. Those who are butting up with people of questionable morals. The next one in Proverbs 2:9, Solomon talks about the benefits of following the way of wisdom. And Solomon says, "Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." A few times we've looked at Proverbs 3:6. It says, of course, "In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path." And then in Proverbs 4:26, Solomon adds a supplemental principle, I call it, to the principle that we've been learning so far. And he says, "Make a level path for your feet and take only ways that are firm." So last Sunday, we talked about the secret of getting good counsel and how important that is. So many times people seek counsel with people who are like-minded. If you're unhealthy, you seek counsel from unhealthy people, people that do not maybe make you feel uncomfortable. It's so important today because we are living in a world, I think, that is flooded with just half-truths, poor news, and the corruption of God's word, and is watered down. And I think it's safe to say we're living in the world that what I would call, it's an epidemic identity crisis. There's mass confusion over really who we are. There's so many people are struggling where they fit in. And they wonder what kind of purpose do they have. And when I think about that, I think of we live in this world that is so based on reasoning things out. And I know we've talked about it before, but the truth is the next slide, it says, human reason does not trump God's word. It just doesn't. I don't care how you feel. If it doesn't match up with God's word, you're going to follow the wrong path. So how do we stay on the path that God sets for us? Well, that's what I'm hoping to look at today. And we're going to look at the first one. We talk about trusting God with all our hearts and leaning not on our own understanding, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, right? Acknowledging God in everything that we do, not just in some things, but everything. Next, we talked about prudence. Now, wonderful word, prudence, and how someone who is prudent is one who knows God's word in his heart or her heart, and they have good godly judgment, and it's based on the decisions that match up with God's word, and they stand firm in it. They're prudent. The next one we talked about, what we are going to do when we realize we're headed in the wrong direction. What do we do with that? When you realize you're heading in the wrong direction, following the wrong path, what do you do with it? How do you turn around? And then next we talked about the secret of living, of getting good godly counsel. And so today we're going to talk about one more thing. Today is how to take a good look at the direction that we're headed. And Solomon gives us wisdom about that too, as well. A while ago, I shared with you about a little boy on my school bus who told me one day, he said, you know, if you'd stop looking in the mirror so much and quit looking at me, he said, we'd all be a whole lot safer if you look out the front windshield. And I said, that's nice. But I said, if you'd quit goofing off, I wouldn't have to look so much in the mirror, then we would all be a whole lot safer because then I could concentrate on the road. This little boy was not looking for good counsel. Just last week, I had a little girl tell me, she came up behind me and I heard her voice and she said, you know, I believe in Santa Claus and unicorns and don't try to talk me out of it. And she went and sat down. I have no idea where that came from. But she was obviously not seeking good counsel. It's crazy. In the last few weeks, we've touched a little bit on the distractions that we face and that take us off course. Our scripture for today will speak to how we can be less distracted and how we can stand firm and how we can seek good counsel and how we can stay headed in God's direction. So why is it that not too long ago that every state in the United States passed laws prohibiting people from talking on cell phones while they're driving? Because we're distracted when we do that. They wanted everybody to have some type of a hands-free system. Either that or stay off the phone. They knew that if a person is staring at their phone looking to dial, that they're going to pay more attention to the phone than they are to the road. And if they pay more attention to the road, they fix their eyes on the road, we're going to be a whole lot safer. Think about this for a minute. Do you think that what you give your most attention to will determine the direction that you start heading? Do you think that what you give your most attention to will determine the direction you start heading? When I was a young boy, I had things that caught my attention, or I could say, no, I'm not going to say grab my attention because we're going to talk about that later. It was a guitar. And I was young. I saw it in the Sears catalog, and that's all I thought about. I would turn to that catalog, and I would look at that guitar. I've shared this before, and I remember bugging my mom so much that finally she said, okay, you got this pig. If you want to sell the pig, we'll get you a guitar. And that's what happened. I traded my pig for the guitar. And I don't regret it for one moment. That was just 20 years ago. Just kidding. How about 50? And so I talked, and I mean, all I did was think about the guitar. Later on, something that caught my attention was animals. I loved cows and I loved pigs. I was passionate about pigs. That's all I could think about. I remember dreaming about them when I was a kid. That's what caught my attention, and it was a good thing. It was a good thing. And then when I was about 17, something else caught my attention, and that was a great thing. It was a girl. And 39 years in June, we'll be married. And that's awesome. She caught my attention. She was all I could think about. I didn't tell Julie I was going to say this, so on Mother's Day, I could be in big trouble. But that's okay. I want to take my chances. She caught my attention. That's all I could think about. I fixed my eyes on her. There are some things in this life, though, that grab our attention. And I'm going to use that grabbing and catching to differentiate between good and not so good. And so today we're going to use those terms. The good things catch our attention, and the not so good grab our attention. So if you just hold on to that as we go through this message. So in regards to grabbing our attention, there are people that probably you've met in your life that have not been good influences. We all have. Something that they did, though, grabbed your attention, and so you followed them. That happens a lot to kids. Happens a lot to teenagers, and they begin to make bad choices. Then there are those relationships that you wish you really never initiated because it grabbed basically your whole being, and that's all you could do, that's all you could think about. And pretty soon you got caught, and you didn't know what to do. You didn't know how to get off that road. Maybe there's a business opportunity that you should have stayed away from. Or maybe a picture or a magazine or a sales promotion that you wish that you hadn't seen because it grabbed your attention and it pulled you off course. But something about all of these things grabbed your attention, and so you followed. Maybe there was a red flag moment. Maybe there was that frost boil in the road as we talked about. Those soft spots that kind of suck you in and pull you off course. So in the next slide, I have this. Whether it is something that captures your attention or grabs it, you can choose to either give it your attention or you can choose to pay attention and choose wisely. Whether it's something that captures your attention or grabs it, you can choose to either give it your attention or you can choose to pay attention and choose wisely. So what captures our attention or grabs it, I say, it influences the direction that you head. It just does. It's where you spend your time with. Solomon gives us these words of advice, so listen closely what he says. As Julie read earlier, Proverbs 4, 25 through 27, he says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before me. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." Now, maybe you've made some not-so-good choices in life. I think every one of us could say that we have definitely done that. You gave attention to something that grabbed you, and it sucked you off course. It became a path that you wished you had never been on. Philippians 3, 13 and 14, Paul writes this, and he says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." And Hebrews 2:1 tells us this, "We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away." You know, I so appreciate that verb, fix. As I said, my first day of seminary, I remember I walked in class, and the professor, the one of the first things he said is, "First of all, people, we don't fix anything. That's God's work. But we are called to fix our eyes. This is for ourselves. We're to fix our eyes on Jesus." Now, maybe there's someone here today who is headed off path or drifted away from God, following something not so good, and it grabbed your attention, so you followed it. Maybe your eyes have followed something other than God and you found yourself following little gods, things that maybe seemed more enticing or more pleasurable at the time. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3 tells us exactly what to do. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And boy, I tell you, it is so easy to grow weary and lose heart, especially when you're being attacked in some way. I've heard so many different stories lately, and I just want to encourage those who have struggled that our battle is not against flesh and blood. We're dealing with something much deeper than that. We're dealing with spiritual forces, things that Satan would like to bring into our lives to pull us away from that path that God has you set on. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Don't let your heart or your attention be captured by any other way, any other thing. Proverbs 22:3 tells us, a prudent man sees danger and he takes refuge, but the simple keep on going and they suffer for it. You know, there's times we need to seek refuge. There's times we need to go to a safe place. I like to consider this place a place of refuge, a place where you can come and feel safe, where you can come and be nurtured, that you can be fed here and encouraged. Our next slide says this. If you get caught giving your attention to something that leads you to sin and you pursue it, you may end up bowing your knee before Jesus from a destination that you never wanted to arrive at. Just think about that. If you get caught giving your attention to something that leads you to sin and you pursue it, you may end up bowing your knee before Jesus from a destination that you never wanted to arrive at. Powerful words. I get the image of the prodigal son. When he comes to his senses, it says, and he heads home. He was in a destination that he wished he'd never been arrived at, never have arrived at. But Jesus says something in John 14:6. He tells us, he said, I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Another word for way in Scripture is path. I am the way, I am the path. So Jesus says, follow me. I am the path, follow me. Fix your eyes on me, for I am the author and I am the perfecter of your faith. You know, we all have choices to make in this life. I love the book, Are You a Fan or Are You a Follower? There's a whole lot of fans in this world of Jesus. They like the idea, but do they want to follow him? Not really, because it means sacrifice. It means surrendering to him, laying down your life, so to speak, so you can live the life that he has called you to live. You can let your attention be grabbed by something that feels good, but you know it's bad. Or you can fix your eyes on Jesus and guard your heart. If there's something that's not good in your life today and it has grabbed your attention, I would just pray that you would repent and that you would seek Jesus, that you would turn around and that you would head back to him. That is your calling today. That is what I want to bring to you. As I thought about my message, I thought, how am I going to deliver this on a Mother's Day Sunday? Because I wanted to preach just about moms, and it was very clear to me that I had to preach this. And the more I thought about it, I thought of the scripture where it talks about how precious it is when our children walk in the counsel of the Lord. And I don't think there's a mother here today that would want anything better for their kids than to know that they're following Jesus Christ and their grandkids. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we are so grateful for all that you bless us with. We thank you for families. And God, we pray for moms today. We ask that you'd give them strength, give them wisdom, that you would help them, Lord Jesus, to lead their children in a way, God, that would lead them to you. Help them to be that one, God, in their life, along with those around us, God, who can encourage our children to stay on the path that would lead to you, Lord. We know the distractions are out there. That is not out of your sight. And yet you say you lead us and you guide us, and you are the author and you are the perfecter of our faith. Lord, we ask that you would perfect that in us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close our service by singing our final hymn, Trust and Obey, 297. Please stand. 297. Trust and Obey. In the key of D, if you're wondering. You want to play? I got chords written up here. We just pray that you'd guide us, Lord, that you would help us to fix our eyes on you, Lord, that Jesus would be our guide and that we would fix our eyes on him, the author, the perfecter of our faith, God. Help us to not be distracted by the things around us, but encourage us, we pray, to follow you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.